Hello, all of you radio listeners. Glad to have you tuning in. I'm going to take you this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whatever time it happens to be for you, to the book of Isaiah, chapter 48. And I'm going to read for you verses 17 through 19. It says, "This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is good for you and leads you along the paths you should follow. Oh, that you had listened to my commands! Then you would have had peace flowing like a gentle river and righteousness rolling over you like waves in the sea. Your descendants would have been like the sands along the seashore, too many to count. There would have been no need for your destruction or for cutting off your family name." I remember an episode of The Andy Griffith Show where Barney is getting a little excited and he says, "Would you listen to me? Would you just listen to me? Would you do me that favor and just listen to me?" Hey, that was a pretty good imitation, I think, all right? Now, I think he was talking to Andy at the time, but I'm not certain. But we all remember Barney, right? He was excitable and tended to exaggerate things a bit, but he was fun, and that's why we loved him. Do you think parents ever say this to their kids? "Would you just listen to me?" I know wives say it to and about their husbands. "You never listen to me! Why don't you ever listen to me?" Now, to be fair, any of you wives who might be listening, I don't think we're giving quite enough credit. Yeah, I admit, you're right. Sometimes we don't listen quite a bit. We don't listen like we should. It seems to be a male thing, and I don't totally understand that. And I apologize on behalf of males everywhere, ladies. But we don't always get the fair shake that we deserve. I imagine God must sound a lot like Barney Fife, do you think? "Would you crazy people on earth do me a favor and just listen to me?" Israel had a knack for chipping away at God's patience. He would tell them something, but it must have felt sometimes like he was speaking to the clouds because his words didn't seem to make it all the way to the ground. They did, of course, but somewhere between the outer ear and the brain, instructions seemed to get lost, and some of them seemed to go through the electrical circuitry of the brain and get fried, and we act like a bunch of deluded individuals who think that we know better, and we're probably a little smarter, so we're going to try it our way. And we usually wind up making a huge mess of things and getting ourselves in trouble. And speaking in the earthly sense, we have to make a phone call to our parents or our spouse or someone else and admit that, yeah, we ignored what they said and then brace ourselves for an earful. And all of that trouble that we got ourselves into could have been avoided if we had just listened. You know, and I'm probably not the only adult who feels this way, but I grew up. I did grow up, contrary to sometimes the way I behave and act like a little child, you know. I grew up, and I discovered that my parents weren't actually that stupid after all. Imagine that, right? Who knew? Israel could have saved themselves so much trouble if they had just listened to God. And let me take you to the opening verses of this chapter, verses 1 through 6. "Listen to me, O family of Jacob, you who are called by the name of Israel and born into the family of Judah. Listen, you who take oaths in the name of the Lord and call on the God of Israel, you don't keep your promises. Even though you call yourself the holy city and talk about depending on the God of Israel, whose name is the Lord of Heaven's armies. Long ago I told you what was going to happen. Then suddenly I took action and all my predictions came true." Imagine that. God said something and it actually happened? Yeah, that seems to be a thing with him. He's got a pretty good batting average. When he swings, he usually hits it. Where am I? Verse 4. For I know how stubborn... Let's get out of the baseball field and back into the Bible here. For I know how stubborn and obstinate you are. Your necks are as unbending as iron. Your heads are as hard as bronze. Ouch. That is why I told you what would happen. I told you beforehand what I was going to do. Then you could never say, my idols did it. There you go. That carries about the same amount of weight with God that my dog ate my homework always carried with our teachers. My wooden image and metal God commanded it to happen. Yeah, right. You have heard my predictions and seen them fulfilled, but you refuse to admit it. Now I will tell you new things, secrets you have not yet heard. First of all, Israel's problem was that they were not really committed to God. This is evident by verses 1 and 2. Their faith had reached the level of religion, but it didn't go to the level of real commitment. And I hope that you caught that distinction there. Their faith had reached the level of religion, but it did not go to the level of real commitment. This is a bit like the higher levels of Super Mario that I used to play when I was a kid on Nintendo, if any of you remember that and used to play it. I used to play it. The lower levels seemed like a piece of cake, like, you know, levels 1 through 3. But when you got to level 4, that's when things started to get interesting. Now, I know that there are a lot more levels than that. I'm just telling you my childhood experience. I never got near as far in that game as what I know you could. So, you know, for me, level 4, hey, I was doing pretty good. But the one who makes it to the higher levels is the one who is committed to playing that game for as long as it takes. But for those of us like me who are way too ADD and have way too much nervous energy to expel, we lose interest after level 3, right? If we start struggling and it's just really not going that well. Because after level 3, it gets hard. And that's when I start becoming a little less interested. And when it gets hard, we walk away. Those who are committed to the Lord don't walk away when things get rough. But those who just have religion, well, they will. Israel never seemed to play past level 3. But not only did they lack commitment, they really didn't like to listen that well either. Verses 4 and 6. Now, I've been called hard-headed before, but I don't think anyone has ever said that I had a head like bronze. Now, that's pretty hard-headed. But God says this about Israel. He would speak, but they would refuse to listen, and even when evidence seemed to slap them right in the face, they still wouldn't admit to it. And it caught up to them. They found themselves the captives that they had deluded themselves into thinking that they would never be. I think we can all remember a time when we didn't listen when we should have, and we paid a price. We suffered for it. I hope we learned from that. And maybe we have already experienced a time when we didn't listen to God and we paid a price. We suffered. I hope we learned from that. He is our God, and He teaches us what is good. He guides us where we should go. He helps us navigate these troublesome and confusing waters that eventually become known as life. But are we listening? Israel failed to listen, and they paid the price. But, the story does not end there. Yes, they lost their freedom, they lost their land, but God in His mercy did not forget about them. Verses 20 and 21. Yet even now, be free from your captivity. Leave Babylon and the Babylonians. Sing out this message. Shout it to the ends of the earth. The Lord has redeemed His servants, the people of Israel. They were not thirsty when He led them through the desert. He divided the rock, and water gushed out for them to drink. He would restore them. He would not allow them to be destroyed and forgotten in a foreign land. Friend, that is how great and awesome our God is. Yes, He is just. And He says, you people have not listened to me, and I have told you time and time again to listen to me, because this is what is best for you. This is for your good. But you have not listened to me. And so, yes, there are consequences that are coming for that. But I have never stopped loving you. And there will be grace. There will be mercy. There will be restoration. This will not be the end of the people of God. This will not be the end of Israel, the promised people. This will not be their end, because God is rich in mercy. He would restore them. He would not allow them to be destroyed and forgotten in a foreign land. And maybe, just maybe, their little time away from home would be a lesson and a reminder that they should listen to God when He speaks, that they should not reject what He says. And maybe, just maybe, their little time away from home will be a lesson for and a reminder to us that we would do well to listen to this same God when He speaks. For His purpose for us is the same as was His purpose for them, to teach us what is good for us and show us the paths that we should follow. Because, friend, we are the children of God. Why, if you are a parent or currently a parent of young children, or a parent with grown children, but you remember when they were younger, why in certain situations, especially in crowded places, why would you take the hand of your child? Or why would you say, walk right in front of me? Why would we do that? Because we love our children and we want to protect them. We don't want to lose them in the crowd of people, either because they just get sidetracked and distracted by something and suddenly realize that they've been separated from their parents. That's incredibly easy to do. And we don't want some creep to take them away from us. It's not exactly unheard of. We do those things with our children because we love them and we want to protect them. We want to keep them close to us. And so we say, take our hand, or do not go past this point. Stay where I can see you. And we expect our children to listen to us. And when they don't listen to us and we grab them and we have to say, the reason I told you not to go past this point was because I would not be able to see you after that. And I can't protect you if I can't see you. Honey, that's why I told you not to go any farther than that. That's why you're in trouble right now. That's why I'm upset with you. Because you didn't listen to me, because going out and doing your own thing is going to be dangerous for you. Because I don't know what's out there. I don't know who's out there. And it was the same way with Israel. God saying, listen, don't go past this point. Stay in front of me, or take my hand and don't let go of it. But they didn't want to listen. They wanted to go past the point that they had been told not to go past. And God says, but not that there are limitations on God's protection, but stay with me here with the earthly parent analogy. That's when God says, I didn't want you to go past this point because it's too dangerous out there. I want you near me so that I can protect you. We didn't take the hands of our children or give them boundaries because we wanted to spoil their fun. But we wanted to protect them. We wanted to keep them safe. They're our children. They are a part of us. We love them. Well, friend, we are the children of God. He loves us because we are a part of Him. Do you remember we are created in the image of God? We are a part of Him, my friends. That's why He wants to keep us close. So my appeal to you today is to listen to the voice of your Savior. Listen to your God. And don't walk away after level 3. Be committed. Let's go for level 4 and beyond level 4. In fact, let's not even count the levels. Let's just keep playing. You know how at the end of some games, when you complete the last level, that brings you to a secret level that was never mentioned? Maybe you had absolutely no idea. You thought the game was just going to be over and you were ready to put it away for a while. But then, boom, it's like, Oh, hey, what's going on here? It's like a whole nother level. You never really know what's at the end of these games until you get there. Friend, keep playing, because we don't know what God has in store for us. We don't know what's beyond the last level. We know some. It's not like he's completely left us in the dark, but there is so much waiting for us that we can't even begin to comprehend. But to get it, you've got to keep playing. I'm going to bet that whatever it is that's waiting for us, it's got to be pretty amazing. I want to leave you with one final thought from the scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, it says this: no eye has seen, no ear has heard. This is a quotation from, I believe it's also a quotation from Isaiah. I forget if it's chapter 64 or 65, but it's an Old Testament quotation that Paul is using here. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined. Even Albert Einstein's mind hasn't imagined. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. So, friend, stay committed. Don't stay religious. I don't care about religion. Stay committed. Because whatever is coming at the end is going to be pretty special and pretty incredible. And friend, God wants you to be a part of that, and that's why he wants to keep you close.